Zog de Gemara daf kuf nun heyo mit aleph, the last line. Zog de Gemara toshma, we're coming to bring a raya, we had a machloikas, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna holds that mitrach ba'oichle tachinon, once it's edible and it's meant to be eaten by animals and it's ready to be eaten and it's able to be consumed by animals, so now you're allowed to be matriach in that oichel and make it more edible. Matirim pkiin and mefas v'sinis akipin, all these things are mutter to make it more edible when it's already edible. Masha enkein la'ashve oichla, to take something which is not edible and make it into oichel, that Rav Huna says you can't do, because that is called alude oichle, that's like moilit. Rav Yehuda says the opposite. Matriach in oichle, you're not allowed to. That's a tichy yaseira. Masha enkein ashve oichle, to make it into food, you're allowed to, because that's a tzorcha behema, you need to feed the animal, you're allowed to do that. Masha enkein, when it's ready edible, so to make it more edible, you're not allowed to, because that's tichy yaseira. Now the yisoid of tichy yaseira on Shabbos, that's also, to machlik to show him what the iser is. Is the iser in tichy yaseira, like it says in Talmid Ramban, is because it's uvde de choyl, a tichah that's not necessary, it's like uvde dechoyl. And Rabbeinu Prachya, other Rishonim say, it's because of a statement posuk in Yeshaya, v'korosu l'shabbos oinig. And since this tichah yaseira is a contradiction to oinig, so mele yinalanu tichah yaseira on Shabbos. Like upon him, the machlokes Rav Huna Rav Yehuda is, Rav Huna says that matrichinon be'oichla, once it's oichla, you'll be matriach, that's not called tichy yaseira, but ash ve'oichla is also. And Rabbi Yehuda says, fakert, you're not allowed to be matriach in oichla once it's edible, you're only allowed to be make it into oichla. Zog de Gemara Toshma, the last line, Toshma, mechatchin, esad luin, daf kufnun helmet beis, you're allowed to be mechatchin cut up into pieces. Luin, gourds, lifnei abeheim in front of an animal. Now the luin, right away Rashi says, they're talking about luin that are tlushin. They're already pre-cut before Shabbos. We're not talking about being koitza. We're talking about cutting it into smaller pieces to make it more edible for the animal. So we see clearly that yeladu matriach in oichel, that's edible. So it's clearly a kash on Rav Yehuda. We see that that Rav Yehuda says, you're not allowed to be matriach in oichel. You're only allowed to be mashva oichel. Rav Huna says, you're allowed to be matriach in oichel. Here it says, you're matriach in oichel. And the second ride of Gemara is Vesa Nevela Lifnei Aklovim. And the Nevela, you're allowed to be cut up into pieces. The Nevela, that's this carcass in to feed the dogs. So again, you're being Matriach in Oichel. Now Rashi says another Nekuda, that the Dluin that are Tlushin before Shabbos, you're allowed to cut Veloyam Rinam Muktzinei LeBehema the Michael Odomain. Meaning Rashi is by warning that Be'etzim it's Michael Odom. Gourds could be eaten by its human consumption, could be eaten by Bnei Odom also. That doesn't make it Muktza, because it's Royal Michael Odom, makes it out not Royal Michael Behemoth. That sheets Reb Shimon. That Muktzala Odom ain't a Muktzala Behemoth. Just because it's set aside for Odom doesn't mean it's Muktzah for an animal. And you could give it to an animal. Reb Yehuda Taka argues and says, Huktzala Odom is Muktzala Behemoth. So Mela, it would not be able to feed this on Shabbos to an animal because it's meant for animal, for human consumption. So, but that's Rashid Reb Shimon, that's Rashkan Bavon. V'loy amrinon, we don't say like a Yehuda, muktzin lebehema, because it's Michael Odom, but fakert, huktzin le'odom is not muktzin lebehema. So, Hakoponim, we see over here that mechatchin is at luin lefne behema, ves anevela lefne aklovim. My love, luin dum de nevela. We're comparing luin like nevela. And nevela is soft. Ma nevela de rechicha, even though it's soft, you start allowed to cut it and continue cutting it. Av luin de rechicha. Alma tachina ba oichlo, utuf de rav yuda, not a rav yuda that says you're not allowed to be machiach and oichlo. You're only allowed to be mashva oichlo. Amalach rav yuda, rav yuda can answer. We're not talking about the nevela is soft. No, fakert. Nevela dumi did luin. Mad luin da ashuni. Just like luin are hard, they're cautions of gashi. So af nevela da ashuni, we're talking about that it's hard. And you're being mashva oichla. And mashva oichla is takamuta. And that's gufa, is right. To rav yuda, rav yuda would learn it like him. Zog demal vehechem mishkachas lo. What kind of nevela is so hard that it needs to be worked on, that it's not edible without it? Zog de gemara, bebos apila, elephant meat. Elephant meat is hard that unless you're mechatechit, it's taka not able to be consumed even by animals. Inami zogt Gemara in other teretz, begureise zutra. Begureise zutra zogt Rashi, inami klovim de koma begureise zutra, de chonevele koshelhen. Meaning the Braise said, de mechatech dlu nefna behema, vesa nevele nefna klovim. What kind of nevele we're talking about? What kind of klovim we're talking about? We're talking about klovim that are small little dogs, those small little puppies. Any meat is hard for them, and they can't consume it. So, Mele, you make it into edibles, even if it's not an avela of a pill. The fact that you have to cut it up is because these dogs, they cannot eat it, and cannot chew it, and bite it, until you're mechatechit. So I'll compare that stims with Rabbi Yehuda that ashva oichel amashvino. You're allowed to make it into oichel, but you're talking not allowed to be matriach in oichel. Zok demal toshma another writer Tony Rav Chonon min haldoi mefachinon teven vaspasto. You're allowed to cut up teven and aspasto, straw and aspasto, aspasto shachas. That this animal food you're allowed to cut up. Now, even though be'etzem we're assuming now that it's edible without you cutting it up, that means you're being matriach in oichel. Uma arve you're allowed to mix together. That the animal should eat the shachas together with the teven. Alma tachina ba'oichel elabi matriach and oichel. So we see clearly like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. And so the Gemara, again, teven, we're talking about betiv nesalya. We're talking about spoiled teven. It's saruach, it's spoiled. So memela, it's not edible until you mefarch it, until you cut it up and you make it edible. Rav Yehuda would learn that it's not royal machabim until you work on it. And that's a raya like Yitaka learns that only ashva oichla is muta, not matrichina ba oichla. So tiv nesaya. And aspasto, because it said in the braisa, mefachin on tevin vaspasto. So the tevin we're talking about, tiv nesaya, where it's not edible, it's spoiled until you work on it. And aspasto is talking about be'ila zutra. We're talking about small donkeys. That those small donkeys, they cannot eat it and bite it until you work on it. So in Mela, we're taking two echetimtzes, they being mashva oichel. Either mitzad the oichel, the tevenisaria, or mitzad the animal is a young little donkey and he cannot eat it until you work on it. So la oilem, it's ashva oichel, only that's mutter, and not being matriach in oichel. Now Rashi says, tevenisaria, the loichazia. It's not edible. Vahashta mashva loichel, you're making it into oichel. Vahai saya, lav saya legamri. It's not totally spoiled. If it's totally spoiled, then the saya, then it would not be able to be even be moved. It would be meant for cement. It would be meant to be used as a mixture for cement, that type of teven. And it would be muktzah to even move. So we're talking about that it's spoiled, not edible, but not so spoiled that it's totally meant for tina, where it's also letaltel. Rashi is saying, by warning, exactly what Tosis is saying on Daf Kuf Nun. Tosis on Daf Kuf Nun on Mit Beis, the tiv nesaya, zok Tosis, meaning, over there, it's talking about it's not totally spoiled. So it's not also the taltil. Like Rashi says over here. Because if it's totally spoiled, so then it's taka also the taltil, and then it would not be roy even to move. Zog the Mishnah ein oifsin es ha-gomol. You're not allowed to stuff the animal, the gomol, on Shabbos. This is a problem because of Tichy Yisera, zog the Meiri. You're not allowed to stuff him with food into his mouth. Veloy dorsin. And likewise, the Gemara is going to say dorsin is also a type of stuffing, which is not as much, but putting it also into his mouth in a way that it's a Tichy Yisera will be also. Avo mal'itin. But you're allowed to be malet the gomol. And that the Gemara is going to say why it's a different type of function that's mutter by to do it stuff in a such a way with mutter by gomel. The ain ma'amir in es agolim, you know, be ma'amer the agolim, which is also a type of stuffing when it comes to the little calves. Ava mal'itin, but mal'itin is permissible when you do it to the agolim, like we said with the gomel. The gomel you're allowed to be malit, so the agolim also allowed to be malit. Uma halketin letani goylim. When it comes to Tanigolim, to chickens, you're allowed to be mahalkit them, you're allowed to stuff them. V'noisi ma'im l'mursin. And likewise, you're allowed to put water into the mursin, which is an animal type of fodder, animal food. You're allowed to put the water in it. Avalo goivlin. Merely pouring the water is not called lisha. But to be goivel, to mix it, that's already called lisha. V'noisi ma'im l'fnei dvoim, you're allowed to put water in front of bees, or l'fnei yoyne shabashoivach. Or doves that are wild, they're not domesticated. You don't graze them in your home. So those are not mezonis and alecha. So mele, it's a tichah that's not necessary. It's a shlo'le tzarich. Or because they can stam get food on their own. It's mitzuyim to get for them themselves, they can get the mayim. Avanois lefnei avzin v'tanigolim, you lotta feed your avozin and tanigolim lefnei yoni hadorsois, or homegrown doves. Those are mezonis alecha, so those you're allowed to place mayim lefneim. Zok the Gemara, may ein oifsin. You're not allowed to be oivis, you're not allowed to stuff the gomel. Om Rav Yehuda ein oifsin lo, evus betoich me'eho. You can't place an evus, a large size of an evus, into its intestines. You stuff it so much, you're expanding his stomach to such an extent. Is that possible? You expand it so much. So in I saw how Taya, I saw an Arab, the Ochla Koira, that he fed his gomel a koira, a large measurement, Vatina Koira, and he got loaded, his stomach got loaded by a koira. You saw it expanding. So we see that you can stuff an animal to such an extent. Now, the different ways of learning, the reason that you can't give such a vast amount, and that's the is of this oifsin, is oifsin is more than darsin. Either because it's a large amount, or because it's lemakim she'eni yochel hachzir, the Gemara is going to say, it's unretractable. So that's why it's osa. The Bialocha says that oifsin, it brings based on the Rambam, oifsin is a three-day amount of food, can be stored for 3 days. So then it's such a vast amount, even b'makom she'ochal hachzir, even if it's not stuffed down his throat, even if it's merely placed in a place that it could be retracted, still that's osa. And darsin, it says in the Mishnah, in oifsin v'loy darsin. Darsin is less. So darsin is a smaller amount, so that's only in the makom she'en yochal hachzir. Zok the Gemara, ein ma'mirin, yinalaru, stuff likewise the calves, but you're allowed to be malat, the Mishnah said. Zok the Gemara, ezi amro, ezi halota, what's in between hamro and halota? Rav Yudah says, hamro is the makom she'en yochal hachzir. Hamro, that's also is in a place that it can't be retracted. Halota is the makom she'en hachzir, and that's where malitin. Agolam ilalabi malit. That's Rav Yudah's difference. Rav Chizda Omar, the difference is, Idi vi Idi, both of them are talking about, Lamakam Sheni Chol Achzir, it's not retractable. But the difference is, Vahamro is Bekli. Hamro that we say is Osir, is Eimamirin, is Agolam, is talking about with a utensil, a spoon. Halotah is Biyad. Halotah is doing with your hand. So Halotah with your hand is Mutter, and Bekli is Osir. That's how Rav Chizda differentiates between Eimamirin, but Malitin. Now, either way, the balchai is mukta. So even if you're going to put it in a place that it's yichol lahachzir, you cannot move the animal itself. Zok d'mo mosav av Yosef, state in the b'raisa mahalkitin l'tana goylin, vein tzoch l'mishem malkitin. That means you're allowed to be mahalkitin goylin, and for sure you're allowed to be malakit. Vein malkitin l'yoni shoivach, you're not allowed to be malakit to the yoni shoivach, the ones that are not grown in your home, u'l'yoni aliyah, vein tzoch l'mishem malkitin, and for sure you're not allowed to be mahalkit. So Nagmar says, what is this referring to that we're saying that Mahalkitin Tanigolim, and for sure you're allowed to be Malakit, which is easier to do, and Ein Malkitin Yonishavach, you can't be Malakit Yonishavach, and for sure you can't be Mahalkit. So Nagmar, my Mahalkitin or my Malkitin. Ilem Mahalkitin, the Sofilei, Biodayim, if Mahalkitin means that you stuff him with your hands in a place that you can retract it. Umalkitin, the Sholei Kamayu, that you merely place it in front of him. One is you stuff it with your hands in a place that you can be retract, and why did you place it in front of him? And that's Malkitin. So Zok the Gemara, Michlal, it just comes to imply that Yoyne Shoivach, the Yoyne Shoivach we said, you're not allowed to be Malakit either, is Yoyne Aliyah, Mishdi Kamayu Nami Loi, you can't even place it in front of him? Why? That's not a Tich Yisera. Why would that be forbidden? Why can you place it in front of him? El Olav, it must be that it means something else. Mahalkitin means that you're not allowed to do is you place it in a place, it cannot be retracted. Umalkitin, that we said is mutter, is talking about, we said is mutter by what's it called? By the Tarnagoylim, is the Makam Shechoy Lachzid, where you could retract it. And that we said is by Yoyne Shoivach, it's even usher in a place that is not retractable. And the reason is because emezonos and olaf, they're not homegrown doves, so it's not mezonos alecha, so it's not also. But la'olam to place it in front of him, even if it's not mezonos olaf, that'll be mutter. There's no tircha for that at all. So now the Gemara wants to bring the raya as follows: if we're saying by tani goylim that they're allowed to be mahalkatin, that means even to place it in a place that any yichol lahachzir, and that's mutter for sure. Malkitin is mutter, but even in a place that any yichol lahachzir is mutter by tani goylim. So then, if that's the case, who are then by agolim and by gmolim, it should be mutter to place in the place of any yichol ha'achzir. So michlal da hamro, the mission that says that hamro is osir, it says, ein ma'mirin es agolim, but you are malitin u'mahalkitin, the tanigolim. But upon him, hamro is osir by agolim, but malkitin mahalkitin is mutter. So hamro, that we say is osir, it must be talking about Bekli. Otherwise, what would be the difference? The difference cannot be L'mokim Shechoy L'Achzer, L'mokim She'eni Chol L'Achzer, because we're saying now that Mahalkitin is L'mokim She'eni Chol L'Achzer, and that's Mutter by Tanigolim. So it must be when we say Hamro is also by a Golem, is talking about Gemalim and Agolim is talking about that it's Bekli, and that's the difference why it's also Tufti Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that Ein Mamirin, Eiz Amro Veiz Alota. Rav Yehuda said Amro is Lamokim Shein Chol Achzer, and Alota is Lamokim Shechol Achzer. And Rav Chizda said that both are talking about Ein Chol Achzer. The difference is Amro is Bekli. Here we see clearly the Hamra is Bekli. Because Hamra is Osir, it can't be Mokim Sheinich Olachzer, because Einich Olachzer, we goofu were matir just now by Tanu Golim. So what then by Agolim and Gemolim? So must be, the reason why it's Osir is because it's Bekli. So we see Hamra is Bekli, like Rav Chizda wanted to differentiate. Rav Yehuda said, Hamra means L'mokim Sheinich Olachzer, and Alot is L'mokim Olachzer. Well, here we see clearly, it can't be talking about Einich Olachzer, because then why would it be Osir if we're matir by Tanu Golim? So to Raya, to Tzuf, to Rav Yehuda, we see clearly that it's not like Rav Yehuda says that Hamro means L'mokim Shein L'Lachzer, but rather Hamro must mean Kli. And for the Gemara, Omlok Rav Yehuda, Lo'oilom Mahalketin D'Sofali B'Yadayim, meaning Lo'oilom Mahalketin means that you place it in a place that you Chol L'Lachzer. Umalkitin means D'Sholei Melkamayu, that you merely place it in front of him. It's a step less. We understood the step less to mean L'mokim She'enich L'Lachzer to L'mokim Yishchoy L'Lachzer. But now we're saying Malkitin means L'mokim She'yichoy L'Lachzer. So Malkitin, the step less means merely placing in front. So we had a kasha to kashalech if it's merely placing in front. So Yoyne Shevchi Yoyne Aliyah, what's the problem with placing it in front? L'mishti Kamayu Nami Loi. Why would it be also to place it in front? L'chayra, what's the problem? There's no tircha. The Teretz is, Hani Mezoinoisan Olecha. Tanigoylim, we're talking about, we're allowed to place it in front because it's your Mezoinis, you're obligated to feed them. Vahani, but Yoinis Shoivach, Ein Mezoinoisan Olecha. Since they can get food on their own, they're Yoinis Shoivach. They're not homebound. They're not grown in your home. So Mela, even to merely place in front of them will be also because Ein Mezoinoisan Olecha. So the Ramban wants to say, and he says that according to Rav Chizda, that Malkitin means to be Michael the Mokim Shechol Lahachzir, so Oy Bazoi, it's mashmat to be Matil Lifneim would be muti even by those that are not Mezoinis and Olav. And the Maaseh Rabbi Alocha brings that there's a tzad that if let's say it's Mezoinis and Olav, a Yid has to feed his animal, so then it's muti to Michael. Any Yid is allowed to be Michael that animal. Once it's Mezoinis and Olav on one Yid, it's muti for any animal. But the Maaseh by any Mezoinis and Olav. So then it's taka osa because of tich yisera, it's tama tich on Shabbos, and that's what will be osa. Tosin Bey, Dafchov Gimel, says yisera is a good difference between Shabbos and Yontav, once in Michalik. By Yontav, where oichel nefesh is muta, so you're not allowed to be Michael, even dagim, because maybe you come to be tzadim. So it's, since say there's muta, oichel nefesh is muta, so you're not allowed to be Michael them. Masha Einkein on Shabbos, where there's no chash of tzedim, because tzedim is also, so you'll be Michael Dagim Shebebibrim, because there's no tzad, you're going to be tzad. The halacha by Mezoinos and Olav, you'll have to feed, and if Lemaisa it's Motzi that he can eat without you feeding him, then you shouldn't feed him, it's also Lachila in Shinchov Dalet, and Lemaisa Kelev is mutter to feed, we'll see soon in the Gemara, but even by Mezoinos and Olav, unless the Kelev Ra. The special Milan Kelev, we see that the Gemara says that the Ebishter is Berachim on the Klovim. Zog the Gemara Kedetanya like we learned in the Braisa. Noisnin Mezoinusim Fnei Kelev. You're allowed to give food in front of a dog. Ve'noisnin Mezoinusim Fnei Chazir. What do we do in a Chazir and a Kelev? Umay Hefresh Ben Zela Zeh. The difference is, Zeh, when it comes to a dog, Mezoinusim Olecho, you have to feed it. You can raise a dog. So it's your dog. You have to feed it. V'zeh Mezoinusim Olecho. Mashikin Chazir. The Gemara says, Soita. Or megal chazerim bebeisoy, so you're not be megal. So you're melech within. It's emezonis alecha. So melech, it's also to feed him on Shabbos. Emezonis alecha taka. Omer Rav Ashi, mastisin amedeiko, that by ein nois the mayim lefnei dvorim lefnei yoinim shebeshoivach. If it's not emezonis alecha, you're not give them even water, because they dvorim and yoinim shebeshoivach and not emezonis alecha. Aber nois lefnei avozim lefnei dvorim lefnei tagorim lefnei yoinim adasoyis. My time, what's the difference to differentiate? La mishum, dahani mezonis alecha. When it comes to tanigolim and yoin adesoyis in your home, so mezonis alecha. Dahani, mashenkin, when it comes to the yoin eshoivach, or dvorim, eh mezonis alecha. See, not feed them. Chagmov letameich, ma'iri mayo. Why does it say, ein nois de mayim? Is mashma mayim you don't give? Afilu chitim v'sarin amiloi, even chitim you're not allowed to give. What do you mean, only maya? So Chagmov, no. Ela shiny maya de shricha ba'agmo. Mayim is taka someone that's very shchiach. There's no raya. They not allowed to give mezonis to someone that's a mezonis alecha. It could be loyal mitzmuta. The reason why we say that mayim is not allowed is because mayim is shchiach. The dvarim can get mayim without you giving it to them. You only shavuach can get mayim in the agam. Since it's shchiach in the agam, that's you're not allowed to give them. But maybe a mezonis alecha, you could give them things that is not shchiach for them to get. My dechsev steht in Poskin Mishle, Yedea Tzadik Din Dalim, the Yedea Kodesh Boch Huba Kelev, the Abish understands and knows about the dog, Shemezoi Nois of Muatin. He has a small amount of food, he doesn't have a lot of food, he scrambles. So Mela, the Abish is Merachim on him, Lefikach Shoyach Yilos B'meir Shlosh Yomim, he makes his digestive system take 3 days, so he's more satiated. Kedetnan, like we learned in the mission, Olois. The halacha is if you have a balchai, an animal, that swallowed a part of a corpse of a mace that's metame ba'oil. But kolzman, the animal is alive, it's called the tumah blua, so it's not metame ba'oil. But once the animal dies, then it's metame ba'oil. But it has to still be that it's before it is digested. If it's before it becomes ikul, it's me'ukol b'meyov. So if it's 3 days did not elapse, so then it's shaykh after the animal died that it's metame ba'oil. It's not tumah blue anymore. But if it's past 3 days, so it's not anymore going to be metame ba'oil because it's me'ukol. Zogmo kamet tisha achilos b'meyov. State in the Mishnah, how long does it have to remain in the stomach of the animal? V'yei tomei, the house is tomei after the animal died. Zogmo, because if it's alive, then it's tumah blua. Ba'kela by a dog, shloisha yomim eis le'eis. So we see the shear 3 days for it to be misachel, because the Eibishim merachem on the dog, that the digestive system is 3 days for ikul. Uva oifis v'dogim, that if they would eat a part of a corpse, so the bais is tomei, what the time span that it's misachel, is k'dei shetipa le'ur v'tisorif. That's the shear, that's how quick the boss is misachel b'me'eim. I guess the mezonis is very common for them to get. So the Eibishter doesn't have to make a long zman of ikul by them. So the zman by them that the bais will be mitama after they die is kadesha tipa le'ur v'tisorif. Because that's the shear that after that time, the boss is already nisakel and it will not be mitama ba'ol. So we see al kaponim that the Eibishter merachem on a kelev, yodea tzadik din dalim. He understands the kelev's needs, so the mezonis are muatim, so that's why the equal is 3 days. Omer Rav Amnuna, Shmami no from here we derive. Oirach Aro Lemishde Umtze Lekalbo. It's derech eretz to throw food at a dog, feed him. Vekamo, how much should you give him? Omer Amori, Meshach Udnei, the size of a ear. Not so big. Don't give him too much. Vechutra Basrayu. And when you feed him, make sure you have a stick to hit him so he shouldn't come chase you and ask for more. Otherwise, he'll bankrupt you. That's talking about a dog that's not domesticated. He has no one to feed him. If it's a dog that's living in a city, he has an owner, then don't give him anything. Why? Because the Osel Misrach will end up following you and you'll end up bankrupting you. You'll have to constantly feed him and that's why don't give such a dog. Zogma Omer Papa lays the Anya Mikal, but he isn't a poorer dog, a poorer animal than a dog. The lays the ati mechazira. A chazir is rich because he has food constantly around him. He eats anything. People give enough, a vast amount of food to them. So mele they called a animal that's an osher, that's a rich. Now, lemaisa lahalocha, the Magen Avraham brings in Shinchov Dalet, that even a dog that you're not megadol, you're allowed to be Michael on Shabbos. Because we see over here that it's kein a mitzvah. The Eibishter has rachmonis. And he makes the digestive system 3 days till the ikul. So Mela, it is a tzas type of mitzvah, at least now when it's a kelev ra, to be Michael a kelev. And that's referring to even kelev she'emazonis in all of. As long as it's not a kelev ra, there's a tzas inyan we see al kaponim to feed him. It's brought down b'shem de goyin, this gemara, b'derech drush, lays the otim mechazira, rich, there's no one richer than a pig, and lays the anya mikalbo, is because someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it's going on speaking Lashon Hara. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, Roy Lashlich Leklovim. So it's a mitzvah that everyone is nichshal in. Lace, the Anya Mikalbo. Everyone is poor. Everyone is nichshal. Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara. That's lace Anya Mikalbo. Everyone is poor from the being careful about Lashon Hara. Roy Lashlich Leklovim. The lace Oti Michazil. Everyone is careful about Chazir. Everyone is rich about preventing Chazir to go in their mouth. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Chazir, lays oti the Chazir. Everyone is rich from not eating Chazir. that we're careful about what goes in our mouth. But what goes out of our mouth, leis anya mikalbo, we're poor when it comes to the oven of Lashon Hara. Kulam bavak Lashon Hara. Because goy lashich leklovim in medabel Lashon Hara. And it's going on the mitzvahs and clapping these mitzvahs versus other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of not eating chazer, we're rich. The mitzvah of not speaking Lashon Hara, we are poor. So we had earlier, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chizkiya. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hamra is, because it's Eim Amirin, it said in the Mishnah, but you're allowed to be Malit. Hamra is Lamokim, She'ein Eichol Lahachsir, it's not retractable. And Alot is Lamokim She'ein Lahachsir. Rabbi Chizkiya said, no, both are Lamokim She'ein Eichol Lahachsir. And the difference is, Hamra is Beklin, that's why it's also Alot is Beyad. Zog the Gemara Tanya Kvasa Rabbi Yehuda, I'll bring you a writer of Yehuda, like Abedin Hamra. Ezi Hamra, Ezi Alotta. Hamra is Ma'abitzo, Fuxes Pio. You hit the animal, you forcefully open up its mouth, and you stuff the animal with food, and you pour the water in there with the kashinim, and that's what you do. The halota, halota is what? Machila meumod. You feed the animal standing up. Umashka meumod. Not that it's marbitza. Marbitza means down on the floor. Roivitz. You force it and you force it on the floor. So in such a way, it's makom she'ein yichol lahachzir. Ma'ashegem u'umad is makom she'ein yichol lahachzir. Ma'achila u'umad, that's halota. U'mashkem u'umad, v'noyis kashinu fri'atman, ma'im fri'atman. That's makom she'ein yichol lahachzir. It doesn't swallow it so quickly versus when it's lying on the floor, when it's merubet, when it's marbitza, pekses pio. So we see a writer of Yehuda. Hamra and halota, the difference is, hamra is makom she'ein yichol lahachzir, halota is makom she'ein yichol lahachzir. Zok the Gemara Mahalkin in the Tani Goylim, and the Mishnah said, Noisti Maim Le Mursin, you're allowed to pour the water in the Mursin, but you can't be Goybel, you can't mix it. Zok the Gemara, Omer Abayim Ritz Kamei Demar, Masnisin Mani, who's the Mishnah like that says that you're allowed to pour the water into the Mursin, and it's not considered Lisha? Omali, Omali, and Rabbi said, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudi, the Tanya, Echad Noisin Zakemach, if one person puts the flour in the pot, in a bowl. And the second person puts in water. By merely pouring in water. Because Melech's Lisha is pouring in water. That's Rabbi Shita. Not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrael, that's our Mishnah. Lisha is only when you megabel. So pouring the water is not considered Maisa Lisha. And that's what the Mishnah says. That noistin mayim lemursin. But Eloi Goivlin. That's Rabbi Yisrael says. That not noistin mayim is chayiv, not the achron, only the megabel. Until you're lash. So, what's the raya? That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Dilma, atkan lekomer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hosom. When did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that pouring water is not called a ma'aseh lisha? Elo kemach. That's when it comes to flour. A mixture of flour is only called a gibul when you actually mix it. Because the bar gibulu, it's mixable. It's goyle lisha. So then you chayv on the lisha. That makes it into a one combination of a lisha. Av a mursin, when it comes to the animal food, the lav bar gibulu, it's not something that's shaykh to be lash. Mursin is not an isa, it's not a flour and water. So there's no gibel over there, are they gibel itself. So I feel like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Moida that the pouring of the water maybe would be considered lisha. When does Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda require gibel versus pouring water? That's by kemach. But by mursin, maybe he agrees that pouring water would be considered lisha. So come on, loisak daitoch. That would be schwer to say such a havamina. You know why? The Tanya Bed, we learn clearly in the Braisa. A noisy mayim lemursin can't pour water in mursin, even though mursin is not by gibul. Divi Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer, noisy mayim lemursin, even though the chiddush in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he argues, even though it's not by gibul, you're allowed to put mayim in the mursin. And so we see clearly the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to put mayim in the mursin because mayim in the mursin you're not chayiv until you're megabel, even though it's lav bar gibul. So the Yisoida Machloikas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that the Braisa brought, that Echanois HaKemach VeEchanois Mayim, the Achan is chayiv, that's Rabbi Shita. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayiv until you're megabel. So what's the gather of the Melech of Lisha? According to Tanakama, it's the mere mixture being together. The Eruv of Mayim with Kemach, that is Lisha. So the Achan is Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered Lisha until you make it one gush. The Maisa Gibul is the Melech's Lisha. So in Mela, it's not Chayiv until you're Megabul. And that's even by Mursin was saying, you need the Maisa Gibul. The Bialocha says, in Shinchof Aleph, he says a Chiddush. He says, according to Rabbi, that the Achron is Chayev by merely putting in water. Let's say, according to Rabbi, you put the water before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, you do a Maisa Gibul. So maybe you say, it's already Lash, because it's lashed before Shabbos when you put in the water. So now when you do the Maisa Gibel physically, it's Ein Lisha Chalisha. Zok to be Halacha, that even come to Rebbe, that Nesinas Mayim is considered a Maisa Lisha, but it's not an Lisha Gemura. And Memela, if Legabi being Mechayev, a person that's Megabel after this Nesinas Mayim, Avada would not be a tour of Ein Lisha Chalisha, and he would be Chayev. That means if the Nesinas Mayim was put on Shabbos, of course he's Chayev come to Rebbe. But if the Nesinas Mayim was before Shabbos, don't say that on Shabbos if you're Megabel, it's Ein Lisha Chalisha, and Avada the Megabel is Chayev, because the Nesinas Mayim is not a Lisha Gemura, so Mela the it would not be a p'tur of Ein Lisha Chalisha, and the second one will be Chayev. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omer, Tana Rabbanon.